Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Can Innovation Strengthen Writing Skills? Let's dive in. Most student writing sounds like they're filling out forms, predictable formulas, recycled phrases, zero personality. But what if we flip the script? What if writing became a laboratory for original thinking instead of a paint-by-numbers exercise? Today, we're exploring how innovation-centered approaches transform mechanical writing into authentic voice. Let's start with design thinking for writers. When we apply the design thinking process to writing, students learn to empathize with their reader, define their unique message, and ideate multiple angles before ever putting pen to paper. They prototype their ideas through quick drafts, test with peer feedback, and iterate based on what resonates. This fundamental shift moves writing from getting it right the first time to experimental thinking on paper. This connects beautifully with constructivist learning theory, which shows us that students build meaning through active creation, not passive absorption. When students construct their own writing frameworks instead of following templates, they develop metacognitive awareness about their own thinking processes. The research is compelling here. Students who design their own organizational structures show 40% improvement in voice and originality compared to those following traditional formulas. Here's a practical strategy I call the What If Writing Launch. Start any writing assignment with three what if questions students generate about their topic. For example, what if this historical figure had social media? Or what if we explained photosynthesis like a sports commentary? These questions become springboards for fresh perspectives and authentic student voice. I witnessed this transformation firsthand through a seventh grade teacher's innovation biography project. She challenged students to write biographies of innovators using the subject's own innovative methods. Students studying Steve Jobs wrote in sleek, minimalist prose. Those researching Maya Angelou incorporated poetic techniques. The result was remarkable. Students discovered that form follows function in writing. Their content naturally shaped their style, creating genuine voice instead of forced creativity. Here's your immediate takeaway. This week, replace one traditional writing prompt with an innovation challenge. Ask students to solve a real problem through writing, perhaps a proposal, a redesigned process, or a creative solution. Give them ownership over both the problem they're solving and the writing approach they use. The bigger picture is this. Innovation isn't just about invention. It's about seeing possibilities where others see problems. When students approach writing as innovators, they're practicing the kind of original thinking every field demands. We're not just teaching better writers. We're developing minds that can communicate breakthrough ideas. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. This spring, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Prof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.